Good afternoon, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Would you please state your full name, your ABC number for us for the record?
Yes, sir. It's Michael Paul Jones, ABC number 231425.
Okay, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this afternoon. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your hearing lead today, sir. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner, sir. See Mr. Turner on the screen now. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing, that you're going to have this hearing before this board. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Would you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself.
Okay, sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Okay. Mr. Jones, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation on your warrant, Mr. Jones. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
I do, sir.
Okay. The allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your use, demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Vida Nueva Lewis Center at 3525 North Stone Avenue in Tucson, on or about October 27, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer, says that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Jones, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, Mr. Jones, I'm going to go with some information with you from the warrant, then give you an opportunity to present any information you'd like to print to the board, okay? It looks like when you were released on October 9th of 2018, you were approved to reside at Vida Nueva Lewis Center, 3525 North Stone Avenue in Tucson. Then it looks like on October 27th, you were discharged from your approved residence for not returning to the facility that same day. So it looks like you were discharged and maybe coming back the next day or two later or something. I'm not sure.
Would you like me to read?
Oh, that's right. I'm trying to roll through here.
You're rolling fast, but yeah. I have a little bit of information I'd like to provide.
Okay. Sarah, we're going to get some additional information from Mr. Turner. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
You ready, sir? Jones was released from ADC custody on 10-9-2018 and arrested on 1-13-2019 by the Tucson Police Department. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1-13-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 524-2019 with 78 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017 commitment D, count 1, burglary, 3rd degree, 18 months. 2017 commitment E, count 1, dangerous drug violation, 18 months. Prior convictions, 2006 commitment A, count 1, endangerment, 1 year. 2006 commitment A, count 4, criminal damage, 1 year. 2012, armed robbery, 2 years, 6 months. 2016, commitment C, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 6 months. commitment C, count 2, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. This is his fourth term in ADC, with a CUIR score of 3-4, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Juggalos. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS release, completed 4 months. 2014, TIS release, completed 4 months. 2017 TIS release completed 1 month. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs and intoxicants noted. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however the charges were dismissed or not filed. He has a GP score of G6, V7.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Todd. Now I'm gonna get back over here, so. So sir, it looks like that you were working, did you work at an L&L manufacturing in Tucson?
I was, sir.
Okay, well, how long did you work there?
I was working there for a couple of weeks, almost the time that long. Like the little bit until the time I did go back to the Havre House. I had been through a really bad experience. I was hit by a car and actually hospitalized and had a surgery done on my leg. I was able to get paperwork to be able to show you guys, but I have vehicle metal leg titanium rod in my leg and then through major surgery. And after that I wasn't working and I didn't go back to the Havre House, honestly. That whole situation kind of just threw me for a loop. You know, my body's usually done pretty good on the road. And I just being hit by that car and it really did me, honestly.
So did you notify your PO or anything that you've been hit by a car, sir?
I did not, honestly I did not. And that doesn't excuse that I take the responsibility for that. But I mean, I don't know what happened, you know, it just hit me so hard and everything was just went for a loop and I didn't know what to do, honestly.
So how's your injuries from the accident now? How are you done?
My leg is pretty bad, pretty much constantly. I'm missing physical therapy that I'm supposed to be going to. I have a scar on the top of my knee and at the bottom a really big scar. So I'm here because when I got both my legs ran over and the bone came through and they had to do a major surgery where it's a spiral fracture, both bones were broken. And they put the titanium rod through the top of your knee all the way down and screw it in place.
That sounds kind of painful.
Yes, it's pretty bad.
Right.
And the medical here, you guys probably know how maybe just need to go through this year with that sort of thing.
So how long were you in the hospital? So what day did you have the accident?
I'm not exactly 100% sure of the day when I was in there. Probably the day that I was discharged from the halfway house. And then I was there till like the 9th.
Okay.
It was January?
Mm-hmm.
Or not January, but in November.
Yeah, well, it looks like you were released on October, January. So you've been on release before and you've completed release, so you know the importance of contacting your PO, don't you?
I do.
Okay. All right, Mr. Jones, let me see if the board has any additional questions. Go ahead, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Just one quick note in reference to employment. On 11-1-2018, it was documented by his parole officer that he contacted Helen at L&L Manufacturing. She stated the offender never worked there.
Okay.
He was never employed.
Oh, so sorry to hear that. All right. Mr. Jones, how did you come in contact when you were finally arrested and taken into custody?
I was at my house. That happened with my wife.
And what happened?
I came in contact with the police out there up front, and that's when my name, I told them, and then...
So why were the police there at your mom's house?
I don't know. They just knocked on the door. I guess they might have been looking for somebody.
Okay, were they looking for you when they knocked on the door?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, Mr. Jones, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Seeing no questions coming from the board, Mr. Jones. We're about to go into this discussion as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing. While we're in discussion, sir, we will make a decision whether to continue on community supervision or revoke your community supervision, okay? All right, it appears that the board's now in discussion. President Mr. Jones has had some previous times where he did complete his community supervision. However, on this time he didn't complete his community supervision, said that he was hurting because what happened when he actually got out of prison, he was released. Says that he was hit by a car and he was hospitalized. He had titanium rod put in his leg, which caused him some pain. And during that period of time, he didn't contact his PO. He was absconded for 78 days. I think that Mr. Jones was doing well. He actually didn't take any UA, so we don't know exactly what he was doing during that period of time. According to the PO, he does have listed that he was working for L&L Manufacturing. However, according to Mr. Turner, his PO called and they stated he never did work for them. He has a release date of May 24th of 2019. I think it's going to be best for Mr. Jones to go ahead and complete his time. He'll be released in a little over almost 3 months, and at the time that he's released, he won't be on any parole or any community supervision at that time. I think it would be best for him to go ahead and work with his CO3 and his parole officer to really try to come up with a plan so that when he gets out, he won't have any negative contacts with law enforcement again. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Okay. Therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Jones, find that he was delinquent as he did violate the term and condition of his supervision, that he was delinquent, he had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Second. Okay, Mr. Cannell, it's Mr. Neal. Mr. Neal, you agree?
Yes.
Okay, also, because I didn't have it marked in here, I just want to make sure I didn't, because I was moving kind of fast, that I didn't skip it, that I do want to make a motion that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision through his own admission.
I'll second.
Agreed?
Agreed.
Damn. And that's going to conclude the hearing at this time.